So it was in olden times, if your bees swarmed, you would actually chase it with a pot and pan and banging on it to let people know that you had followed it from your hive and that was yours, because they're very valuable. And so then you would claim your swarm, or a swarm if it wasn't yours. And so what you do as a beekeeper then is you find a box or a hive box, you cut off the branch, and you make sure the queen goes in the hive box. Because when the queen goes in, they all follow into the little hole. It's incredible. They all just march in, and they go in there, and they start building wax like crazy right away. And they're just like itching to start a new hive, and they just go for it. So that's really exciting. So sometimes it's just... better for the hive if they swarm, and you know, so if you lose the swarm, then you're contributing genetically to the pool that's out there, which is a good thing too.
Interesting.
So your bee's genes are flying away, and they're going to mate with another bee colony way out there, and so it's actually better, because that's one of the things that's also making bees weaker, is that genetically they're becoming inbred.